We're moving on to the board calendar, the proposed calendar.
This is working session of the board on March 7th, 2023 at 4:12 p.m.
We just have it the week before.
That's what we generally do is move it up, so that would be March 5th.
When is this?
March 12th, 2024.
Okay.
We'll move up on the top part, Nana, the first section. And then Memorial Day, down on the bottom, a work session. We don't normally have a second meeting in May, so I would say scratch that one off the calendar if you guys are good with that. And then...
Which one?
May 27th.
Memorial Day.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we, a lot of times we'll cancel the June, but we can leave it on the calendar and then cancel it as we need, I guess.
Can we leave it on just in case?
That's what I said.
Because we have, sometimes we don't have the
July one.
Property tax stuff in time.
And we have to approve all of that. Then the other one that I was questionable on was the November 27th. That's the Monday after Thanksgiving, but we have that Monday off of school as a prep day. And so the teachers and staff are kind of out of school. Teachers are in, but kids and families are gone. So I didn't know if you wanted to change that work session in November.
You've got a month. It won't be for till next month.
Okay, so let's think about it, and then we'll come back to that next week.
Sometimes April 9th because of NSBA. We sometimes have moved that. I don't know.
NSBA was going to be these four, I thought, and so it wouldn't
be. NSBA is going to be 5, 6, 7, so you're probably okay, but sometimes people have stayed after. That's the only other one.
NSBA is April 5th, 6th, 7th
Where
next year.
Don't know.
No, the one
next
in December.
Chicago.
Chicago?
This
seems
got a new mayor. They might actually have some police working by then.
They have that tower.
You may not
want to
go there.
I'm pretty
sure it is.
It's Chicago.
When's opening day? I think that's your...
Okay, so we'll think about that one too, Larry.
That's the only other one.
Okay. All right, moving on to the financial growth plan. Brent, any update on that that you want to talk about?
No, same thing we just talked about last time. Just if you put any more thought into whether we ought to go for it all at once or not.
Yes, we were going to discuss that.
Kind of interesting as we... we're talking to Alpine School District. We kind of mentioned it. And what was interesting is their entire executive staff said, well, this is a no-brainer. Just do it all at once kind of a thing if you're going to do that. You have to do a lot of talking either way and getting people to understand what you're doing. But that's was
and
kind of their
two
feeling.
Knee surgeries at separate times or one knee surgery all at once? And not have to
go
that's a good question.
No, but you only have to go through it once.
Hop on both knees.
Yeah.
Swim.
So what are your thoughts, Ford? What do you think?
But
can we afford to do that?
Do it all at once.
Can we afford to do it all in one?
Yeah.
We're not raising taxes either way. We're just moving money out of one bucket to another bucket.
Right, but on the forms that we send out, it doesn't show that as clearly, and so we have to do more education.
Correct.
Correct.
But prudent taxation doesn't require them to like it.
It doesn't matter.
But part of it, Terry, is it's a little simpler to explain all of it rather than now I have still some in this bucket and some in that bucket.
Then,
it's easier to kind of explain all of it.
Well, we're just going to lower the debt service levy and raise the capital outlay levy.
It did help.
It's right now, it's about
I would say doing it this way gives us some more. We can now move forward with all of our planning and everything that we're doing. We have the money in the bucket that we need to. I would say that we should rip off the Band-Aid, do it once.
Okay,
do it one time.
Yep.
Lorraine, what do you think?
Yeah.
Once?
Yeah.
Okay, Dave?
Although it'd be tough.
Greg? And we'll still do it lower so that we will, it will save $5 in that adjustment, which will cost us $375,000, I think, or something.
But
we can
publicly
do that.
Say it's
saving.
Lower.
Yep. Perfect.
Sound like the legislature.
Doesn't matter.
Are you bucking for
it?
We're telling the truth.
So
I don't know up there. We're telling the truth.
Okay.
They have to be
Brent, anything else with that? You'll get us the updated, or we'll talk about the flyers and all of that next meeting on the 27th. And then you had mentioned a meeting for the PTA and for... the principals.
Correct.
Do you have a date and time for the PTA one yet?
It's the 30th.
Yeah.
But I don't have a time yet.
Okay.
If we can ask him.
We'll ask him today.
Yeah.
But we talked to Richard and Larry, and they had mentioned principals will be on the
21st
at 8
a.m. Yes.
Are we there as eye candy, or are we there to just say we'd love to come and help talk to your community councils and things like that?
Both.
Okay.
So some of us, whoever can make it, will make it that day, and others will.
Is that, now, what if more than four of us is there? Do we have to say that's a meeting? No.
No.
Okay. Becky, could you say that again, please?
Like tomorrow night?
No.
Because so not gonna, you're not going to be discussing anything.
You're not going to sit by each other.
Huh? Well, I remember we had a meeting for fine arts.
You're not discussing it. You're there to listen to what we're going on.
We're not participating.
You're not participating, per se.
So then we're not saying
if people want to, well, we're saying here's the board members.
We're not taking an official action.
We would like to.
They would like to come to a community.
All right.
Oh, there you go.
Anything else on that board? Any other questions on the growth and planning stuff?
No.
Bonding? Okay. PLC training, Steve, we're going to skip you until next month. Is that okay? And then...
I can't believe we did some last time.
We're trying. Okay, superintendent. Really brief.
Okay.
Legislative update.
I think you guys know, we finished the session. Big deal. Big bills. Obviously, the two biggest are HB 215, vouchers, and teacher pay. Probably the other big one, without a doubt, is
the
constitutional earmark, SJR 10. We got some things in constitutional language that we haven't had before. There are still worries, and our support of it was conditional. It's conditional on the basis of them. We wanted the 2%. They did that. And that's that 2% not ongoing, like we were asking to move us northeast, but one time, if the voters are repeal the earmark, then we get 2%. Then that goes through the others. It holds harmless with the other part, and that is with declining enrollment. We give our funding up. That was a win. So we really got some good things, but the strong feeling was that the reason that we called that meeting was some of our legislators and those that we were working with, Evan Vickers being one, said without a doubt, if we could get support so that we could get this through, it allows us, who are pro-education, more leverage to move forward in supporting good bills to help education and grow funding. That was a strong feeling that they had, and so on good faith, you felt we're in a better position to move forward. You may differ, Lorraine, in doing that, but the feeling of the JLC at that particular time was if we voted no or left no position, which is where it was, they were in a difficult spot to be able to move forward, getting any leverage as far as legislators to get support of their colleagues to make a positive impact on education. So that was a biggie. Let me go on first on one more. 372 used to be defeated. That was major. That was. Worry is, we're a little worried that it could rear its ugly head later, just like vouchers comes back every year and did until it finally got something through. So we're worried about that one.
But we will be doing ours in August.
Yes,
this weekend, so that will be
before the next session. We will watch and see what the legislature does between now and then, because we can still back up and say, you guys promised us you would be doing in good faith these good things for public education. More positive bills, less negative bills, funding. You don't do this. Ours is conditional because we've got all summer, all next fall, another legislative session before we then, a year, it's November of 24 before that vote even happens. If they don't play nice in the sandbox, so to speak, and don't support public ed in a manner, fewer bills, we're going to, as USSA and USDA, we want to do things like certified tax rate. We want legislation that would support, we tried to do that. They asked for us to do that, and that is, but we would like to have an automatic inflationary adjustment to the certified tax rate affected by legislation, so you don't, as board members, have to do truth in taxation. That's one. They know what we're after. We've included it as part of our language and in the letters that we've got. So that's a biggie. We'd also like, and that would help us, similar to the 2% above inflation and growth, move us northeast. Bills like Evans Dicker's running with 183, which built in an automatic inflationary adjustment to the ESA, the 8400 now, 8042. We want those things. So they know what we're after and what we're watching for. We feel, they also, the pro-education legislators feel, we're in a much better spot with the support conditional on allowing them to move forward. They're in a tough spot. If there's anything I learned, being in this position that I'm in, and when I say that, it was the president position, because I was in those discussions with just a handful of people. To understand what the legislators are going through, they have to do something with the earmark. Why? They were hemp-tied. We don't agree with everything that they do, but they have to do something to address their revenue problem of how they can spend money between the income tax fund and the general fund. I could see it. I could see what they were going through. It gave me a different perspective. I shifted enough to feel I would rather them be owing us instead of us owing them. They now owe us, similar to what they did at the tax initiative. Now, yes, you know, and Brent would agree with this, it only lasted a few years. They reached a point of having to do something different way quicker than they ever anticipated, but they did. And then, yeah, there's lots of ways you could look at it. I've got some scriptural ways I would look at kind of what they did this year. But at the end of the day, we're positioned in the best possible place we could be to get their best foot forward. If they don't, we'll be totally justified to say, okay, we just pulled that support. Now we're going to get with Education First, all the entities from UEA, PTA, you know, of course, all of ours, USSA, USBA, Education First, with a lot of money and a lot of support, to then go back at them. Say, okay, no, this is what you agreed to. Ours was conditional on this basis. You told us, at least a good number of you, that you needed our support in order to move forward, and that would allow leverage for a lot of these positive bills. We will position, have superintendents, so we don't get blindsided, assign three per committee, so that we've got somebody all summer long, because this started. They take a couple of months off. You know, they'll take March, they'll take April, or about May 1st, here come the committees. That's when 215 started. We were blindsided. We didn't know. And even the groundwork and even discussion around the earmark. We will have people in committees. We will have people assigned to attend those things. We'll know very upfront. We will handcraft, instead of hoping for language. This is longer. Sorry.
That is longer.
But this is important.
It's
a premise behind
too.
A lot of things. We will then get legislation. Instead of hoping they get the wording right, we will get legal counsel, and we will get wording prepared for the certified tax rate. We don't want to wait for them to put the wording into a bill. We want to say, here's the wording that needs to be in the bill. We don't want to hope they can do it and find legislators to run some of these pro-education retirement, so that we can start to hire these educators back quicker to help, you know, the shortage of staff. That's another one. I mean, there's lots of things that we'll look at. Probably draft or look at anywhere from two or three, maybe at the most five, bills and legislation that we want that will help public education. Get behind that, get involved in committees early. So this is all plans and work that we have moving forward. That, I mean, other than the pesky bills, I call them, those are the big hitters that make a big difference to us. Brent mentioned one of the bills that Don Epson ran that affected that capital outlay and school safety money that's now just kind of school safety, that kind of disappointing to us. You know, full-day kindergarten, we've got that. You know, transportation, we were an overachiever, so it kind of affects us in an adverse way. Brent could talk to you more about that, but you know, at the end of the day, one of the most high-pressure sessions that anybody can about remember because of the nature of these issues.
You well, we also we oh, also lost fun. A lot of seniority.
I want to just ask one quick question, because this is really bothering me.
The earmark is in the Constitution. The legislators cannot change that without a vote of the people.
Correct.
We remove that, then future legislators can just say, oh, I don't like this, and we're going to change it. How can they guarantee us funding?
Yeah.
Because we're guaranteed it in the Constitution right
but
now.
We're only guaranteed that they can use income tax for just public and higher ed. They don't have to give us that much of the money.
No,
and they
but
don't,
we're guaranteed.
And they still have it. What we learned is, whatever is in the Constitution, they can change. They still have to get a vote of the people. But it doesn't guarantee us that we really didn't get ever what we really wanted
right.
out of it being the way that it was. That's the way to look at it.
And one of the things it's going to do is it puts in that language from MMG where we get inflation and growth already in the Constitution,
yeah,
which we haven't had.
That'll be in the Constitution?
Mm-hmm.
It will be.
It will be.
It
and so
it
says it will fund those.
Yeah.
Before
it
opens it up.
Needs to be in the Constitution.
Yeah,
that's all I can say.
It is in the Constitution.
Can't be to where the next legislative session they can come in and not like what they're doing and do a new bill.
Yeah.
Because look at them. Look at what they've done now. I mean, you get a group that is pro one way and...
Yeah.
There's a huge amount of history on this that goes back 100 years on how they've done it. And particularly, Brent, 96 is where kind of a big shift took where they added higher ed onto public ed.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
And then it just went off the planet. And that's the problem between income tax funds and general funds. They have a problem. They have a problem. It needs to be addressed. Everybody knew it. We put our best foot forward, and we put it now back in their court to see how well they respect and appreciate, you know, our good faith effort of moving forward. That's where those legislators want us. That's what shifted.
And it's not till 2024 in November as the vote comes up.
Yes.
So there's a year.
Yeah. But we've got a year and a half. We've got 18 months to watch.
So
do we have anything else we got to do before we go in there or after?
Yeah.
Adjourn?
We don't have to adjourn, no. But Burke wanted to talk to them about his card.
Oh, I'm going to give you a set of these. This is just something I feel like as a public relations and a thank you and a great way. In fact, Kim out here, Kim McCone, helped me build these. She's a neighbor, and she's a great graphic artist. I'm just going to give you a set of these. They're just a way to say thank you to staff, to teachers, to people that you see doing great things. If you read about them, if you're visiting a school, I'll just give you a set, each of them, and then we'll make more of them. And they just—it's just from the board.
Okay.
Okay. I'll just give you a set of those.
Okay.
And let's use them. And people will put them on the fridge, right?
Yeah.
It's just a good way. We need to get out and say thanks for them.
Okay.
That's the idea of that.
Okay. No, he's fine.
Perfect. And it's 4:30, so now we need to hustle on.
And actually, we're good getting out of time.
Here you go.
Hate that. 227.